A little support makes a big difference is this year's theme for Dementia Action Week. The National Awareness Raising Campaign is leading the conversation about dementia and discrimination in an effort to reshape attitudes. It will also educate the wider community about the experiences of those living with dementia. Executive Director of Advocacy and Research at Dementia Australia, Dr. Cale Stokes, says the campaign is a real challenge for all Australians to increase their understanding and to realise a little support can go a long way.
The purpose of our campaign really is about raising awareness at a national level about dementia, because we know that it impacts up to 500,000 people living in Australia at the current time. So it's about encouraging the community to learn more about dementia, to understand more about the supports and services that are available to people that are impacted by dementia, both through Dementia Australia and through other services around the country, and also call on our community to understand more about what they can do to combat the discrimination that some people living with dementia and their families and carers experience.
Research conducted by Dementia Australia shows people living with dementia and those close to them experience unintentional discrimination as soon as they receive a diagnosis.
People find that, for example, if they have a diagnosis of dementia, people will stop speaking to them or stop asking them to make decisions, because there's an assumption that they lose their capacity as soon as they have a diagnosis, whereas they can actually live well and independently with dementia for quite a long time. People living with dementia and their families and carers often tell us that their friends and family will drop away, so there's a level of awkwardness around speaking to somebody that is living with dementia, and so social networks start to diminish. People may feel disconnected from their communities, where they're no longer invited out to community events, or they might have been part of a local sporting club and then those opportunities start to dry up. So that sense of social disconnection is a real significant impact for people that are living with dementia and for their families and carers as well.
Dr. Stokes says social isolation and loneliness are only part of the everyday challenges for people living with dementia, their families and their carers.
At the point of diagnosis, people often will talk about the challenges that they experience in even getting a diagnosis. So that process can be quite slow, it can take a lot of time, it can be quite confusing and frightening. People do tend to drop away a little bit in terms of friends and family members. And of course, as their cognition and their functional ability changes as the disease progresses, they can start to lose the capacity to be able to drive, for example, so that sense of independence and autonomy may be impacted, and that can exacerbate the social disconnection and loneliness that they experience, and they may require more supports and services to help them with their day-to-day life, which can be both confronting and also challenging to navigate the system to be able to access those things.
She also says dementia awareness has started to increase across the community, but we still have a long way to go.
When you speak to most people, they will know someone within their own family or certainly within a very close circle that is impacted by dementia in some way. Every time you talk to someone, generally they've got a personal experience of knowing somebody that has the disease, but there is a lot of misunderstanding and stigma around having a diagnosis of dementia, which means that people who may be diagnosed with dementia feel less comfortable or confident talking about their diagnosis. In fact, some surveys that we did both last year and this year around the experience of discrimination highlighted that people are so convinced that they will experience discrimination by dementia that they actually anticipate it before they've even had a diagnosis. So that's how strong that sense of being negatively impacted by a diagnosis of dementia can be for people.
The effects of the COVID-19 pandemic have also hit hard on the mental health of those living with the condition.
A lot of people have reported that their cognition has changed quite significantly over the period of the COVID pandemic, and that cognitive function has not returned once lockdowns have stopped and people have re-entered into sort of more normal day-to-day life. And of course, COVID has exacerbated the social isolation that all of us are experiencing. But for those people that are living with dementia and their families and carers, it's made it all the worse. And that's particularly in the case of somebody living in, say, residential care or being in a hospital environment where they're very much dependent on having their family or carer come to visit them in that setting, and they've not been able to because of lockdown restrictions, and that means that they're really missing a key part of their day-to-day care.
The awareness campaign will focus on inspiring communities to act and learn more about dementia on a personal level.
We have a sustained campaign to promote awareness of dementia through social media, through simple and practical tips that people can undertake in their own lives to make a difference to the lives of people living with dementia and their families and carers, as well as some tips and tricks particularly targeted at healthcare professionals, because we know that they are an important component of a person living with dementia's care and support and day-to-day life and health. And so it's really important that they understand what they can do in relation to supporting someone with dementia too.
Dementia Action Week will kick off on the 20th of September. And for more information, go to our website at thewire.org.au.